T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention deploying a team to assist with Chicago's response to a measles outbreak following a rise in cases of that highly contagious virus. Measles cases have now been confirmed in at least 17 states across the United States. How concerned should we be? I'm joined now by Dr. Wendy Lane, Associate Professor at the University of Maryland School of Medicine and Ambassador for the American College of Preventive Medicine. Thank you so much, Dr. Lane, for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about measles. Just how contagious is it?
Measles is incredibly contagious. If you're in a room for unvaccinated children and adults, if they're in a room, it's 9 out of 10 of those people who are unvaccinated will develop measles.
What are the risks from contracting measles?
So the risks can be really serious. About 1 in 20 individuals who get measles will need to be hospitalized. About 1 in 1,000 will get swelling of the brain. About 1 in 20 will get pneumonia. And about 1 to 3 in every 1,000 people who get measles will actually die. So it's a really serious illness.
Dr. Lane, I have to be honest, you know, I'm in my 50s and I have not heard much about measles since I was a kid. So what do you see happening that we're seeing a rise in cases?
Yeah, so for a very long time, the U.S. has had a very high immunization rate, and there weren't many cases because people were immunized, and we have what we call herd immunity, where a large percentage of the population has been immunized. Anytime you're in a situation where the rate of immunization goes down, that means that there are more people who are susceptible and more people who can pass the infection on to other people. And so when there's been some concern about the side effects of vaccines, those immunization rates may go down and leave more people exposed.
So basically, we are seeing vaccination rates lower for measles than maybe we have historically seen them?
Right. And especially because of the pandemic as well, fewer people were getting to their primary care providers. And so the kids had delayed immunizations because of the pandemic. And so they're trying to do catch up, and combine that with families who are declining to become vaccinated, you have a lower rate of overall immunization.
And I guess that begs the question then, how do we strike a balance between parental rights in this situation and public health concerns?
So let me just say that as a parent, I felt very comfortable giving my kids the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. I think it's really important to share information with parents about the risks and benefits of measles vaccine. The risks are less than 1 in 1,000,000 of serious complications. And when you balance that with the risk of getting measles, so that 20% hospitalization rate, that 5% pneumonia rate, that risk of encephalitis, of swelling of the brain that can lead to long-term healing, hearing loss, long-term cognitive effects, then I think the balance becomes clear that nobody wants their kid to have these negative outcomes from measles infections, and the vaccine is very safe.
Let's talk about that safety, because I think over the last few decades at least, there have been growing concerns about vaccinations and issues, for example, related to autism or other developmental delays. What's the science tell us on that?
So the science tells us that the MMR vaccine is safe. The article that stirred all this controversy about the association between measles and autism has been fully debunked. The journal withdrew it. The data was made up. And so this is really, it's even though the medical community is aware of this, they know that the article was retracted. It's hard sometimes to get that information out to everybody. And I acknowledge that some people have a mistrust of science and may be wary of vaccines for that reason as well. But vaccines are safe. And the data that showed an association between measles vaccine and autism was retracted. That data is not accurate.
So, Dr. Lane, as I mentioned as we started our interview, the CDC is sending a team to Chicago because there's apparently a measles outbreak there. You know, at what point, as we watch the cases in the United States, do we declare this a serious outbreak and there need to be other interventions put in place?
So I think that any case of measles is serious. But when you have a cluster of infections, then you're putting other children at risk. And so how a community manages it, often it's managed by the state or local health department, and the CDC makes recommendations and may step in at times when there's a large outbreak and may provide recommendations to state or local health departments.
So, you know, could we be looking at other controls if this isn't brought under control in some of these communities?
So I think that if the health department comes in, obviously they want to make sure that they're containing, helping to contain the any outbreaks. And so they're going to be looking to see which children are vaccinated and which aren't. And if you have children who are unvaccinated, and many children under a year of age, pretty much all children under a year of age are not vaccinated because the recommendation is to vaccinate at between 12 and 15 months, they're going to talk to families about getting their younger kids vaccinated at closer to 6 months of age. That can help prevent those children from being infected. And so I don't think it's a matter of coercion. It's a matter of having conversations with families about keeping their kids safe and making sure that either they're isolated from somebody who may be infected and that they're getting the vaccines as early as possible to prevent them from getting infected.
Dr. Lane, thank you for your time this morning.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.